Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. You want to do right, but you just can't. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Today I just want to talk to us about being led by the Holy Spirit. Being led by the Holy Spirit. Maybe I'd add in parentheses, or not. Are we led by the Holy Spirit or not? Because we either are or we ain't. Okay? We're not. Forgive me, Mom, that I'm sorry I said ain't there. She'd got on to me about that one. But either we are or we're not. We either are or we are not. God help us to be led by the Spirit today. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If we want to be successful as a Christian, the Holy Ghost is absolutely necessary. I preached last week at our service in Nixa. Incidentally, if you have been missing the Sunday night services in Nixa, it has been tremendous. 6 o'clock, we start at 5:30 with prayer and started the service in Nixa at 6 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. But last week, Sunday night, I preached that the Holy Ghost is not a luxury. The Holy Ghost is not a luxury. Some would have us believe that the Holy Spirit is an added gift. It's a greater blessing. It's just for those who want to go a little beyond the entry level of salvation. No, that's not true. The Holy Ghost is not a luxury. It's a necessity. And when Jesus talked about the Holy Ghost, he spoke in terms of the necessities of life. We read in Luke chapter 11, verse 11 last week, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him for a fish a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? So he talked about bread, fish, and eggs. Those were necessities of life for the people that Jesus was speaking to. They were not luxury items. They were not extra special things. Those were the necessities of life, things that they needed to survive every single day. And so is the gift of the Holy Ghost. We need it every single day. We need the Spirit of God to lead us and direct us and guide us every day of our life. We see what Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3, verse 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. So to enter into the kingdom of God, we must be born of the water and of the Spirit. That's what Jesus said. It was on the day of Pentecost when Peter preached. And Peter, what Peter preached, it matched what Jesus said. He said, you've got to repent of your sins. You must be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, born of the water, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, born of the Spirit. And we see that throughout the New Testament, time and time again. That was the pattern of salvation. That was what they preached. That's what people did. They responded to the word. If you've not received the gift of the Holy Ghost today with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, like it happened all throughout the book of Acts in the New Testament, let us pray with you today. Let us believe with you. There is no better gift than to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It's the best gift that anybody has ever given me. It far outshines all the rest. I'm thankful for the gift of the Spirit of God living inside of me. Hallelujah. So in order for us to be a child of God, we must be born of the Spirit. But today I'm talking about something that's beyond that. Being led by the Spirit of God. If we want to be a successful Christian, then we have to learn to be led by the Spirit. How many have been born again, but they have never learned to be led of the Spirit? They think, oh, well, that's for the pastor. That's for the preacher. That's for super spiritual people. That's for those crazy prayer warriors who do spiritual warfare and all that stuff. And, you know, that's not me. We've all got to get this today. If we fail to learn to be led by the Holy Ghost, we are not a successful Christian. We failed the test. We are not living as God has intended for us to live. And we are missing out on the purpose that God has for us. I'm going to read several scriptures in Romans chapter 8, and verses 5 and 6 says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." It's pretty plain there. To be carnally minded is death. That doesn't sound like being a successful Christian. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. There's some people, they just accepted the fact that they're carnally minded. You know, there are those people. They're just, every time you're around them, they're telling carnal jokes. They're talking about carnal things. You try to talk about things of the Spirit, it just goes right over their head. They're not even, and these are sometimes people in the church. But to be carnally minded is death. That's not what we're looking for today. We're looking to be spiritually minded. That's life and peace. God help us to be spiritually minded. To put away those things that maybe we thought that way as a child, and we spoke that way as a child, and we did those things as a child. But I've got to learn to grow up in the Lord a little bit. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to a church today that God's saying, hey, I'm not wanting you to just exist on the lower level of things, but I'm wanting you to come up higher. There's a greater work for you to do. There's a power that I want to move through you in this world today, but you can't be carnally minded. You've got to be spiritually minded. Hallelujah. Verses 8 and 9. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You've got to have the Spirit. You've got to have the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. To become a child of God, we've already seen how we've got to be born of the Spirit. But here we're seeing something more. Paul's not talking about babies in the Lord. Okay? Paul's talking about sons and daughters. Okay? Sons and daughters of God. Mature children. Sons and daughters. The only way to be a son and a daughter of God is for us to be led by the Spirit of God. I'm burdened today for those in the church who, well, they thought that once they'd repented of their sins and been baptized and received the gift of the Holy Ghost, that that was all there is. That's not all there is. That's not the finish line. That's just the beginning. Life is not over with. Our purpose is not accomplished yet. That's just the beginning of things. Now we've got to learn to be led by the Spirit of God. That means I don't just go do everything I want to do. That means I just don't say everything I want to say. That means sometimes I got to say, hey, wait a second. What does the Spirit of God want me to do? Because I've got to please Him more than I please my flesh. Hallelujah. We are the body of Christ here on this earth. We are His hands. We are His feet. We are, just as the body has to receive signals from the brain, we've got to be connected with our brain. We've got to be connected with our master. We've got to be connected with the Spirit of God so that we are led by the Spirit of God to do the things, to receive those signals from the Spirit of God to do what He wants us to do. There is no other way that we can grow into maturity in God than to be led by the Spirit of God. It's a sad fact that there are many who have been born again, but they have never learned to be led. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The idea there is it's as many as are continually being led by the Spirit of God. It wasn't that, well, once back in 1983, I heard the voice of the Spirit say, and I did. No, we're continually being led by the Spirit of God. Every day, every hour, every minute, we've got to be learned to be directed by the Spirit of God. He is our guide. Amen. He is our counselor. He is our advocate. He is our comforter. He is our teacher. When we just discount the Holy Ghost as something that it happened to us one time when we were born again, and we can't neglect all the gifts that the Holy Ghost is to our life. The Holy Ghost will help us in school. Come on, the Holy Spirit will help us be a better worker on the job. The Holy Spirit will help us be a better business person in the community. It'll help us be better husbands, better wives. Come on, better in every area of our life. If we will let ourselves be led by the gift of the Holy Ghost, we need to stop trying to just bulldoze our own way through life and say, God, I want to be led by your Spirit. I've got to learn to listen to what the Spirit of God would say. We talk about prayer, and I believe in prayer. I believe we need to pray every single day. I believe we need to pray every single day. That's better. Come on, I believe we need to pray every single day. If not, we're losing the connection with our guide. We're not in touch with the comforter. We're not in touch with the one who's in charge of everything. But if we can get plugged in, there's no telling what God can do through us. We've got to pray every single day. So many times we make prayer a list. And hey, I like to pray lists. I've got all kinds of lists. Some of you are on some of those lists. Everybody's on. I don't mean that bad way, okay? All of y'all are on a list, and from time to time I'll just go down the attendance list and I'll pray, Lord, help this one. God, help God, where's that one been? And Lord, help them. God, get a hold of them. And, you know, I like praying list, but sometimes what we're doing is we're just sending up our prayers. Lord, I need this and I need that and I want that, and God, do this for me and bless me and work, and then okay, God, I'll see you later, and here we are, we're out the door. What about listening? What about the old-fashioned art of listening? relationship counselors. They try to teach us to listen to one another. Well, I just want to talk about me. I want to talk about everything I got going on. No, sometimes we got to listen to one another. What kind of relationship is it with the Lord if we're just talking to Him and we never listen to His voice and listen to His Spirit? Well, I don't want to hear what He would say to me. I know that's our flesh. Our flesh does not want to hear what the Spirit would say, because the flesh does not want to change. The flesh does not want to become what God wants us to be. But we've got to learn to stop. Our flesh can't be in control. We've got to say, you know what, flesh, you're going to listen. Flesh, you're going to submit. Flesh, you're going to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Seven times in the book of Revelation, we find the words, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." If that was important for them back then, it's important for us today. What does that mean? He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. We all have ears. Okay, everybody's got an ear, unless, you know, there was a deformity there. But we all have ears. We're not talking about physical ears. We're talking about spiritual ears. Spiritual ears. A sensitivity to spiritual things. And there again, we want to just kind of step back and say, no, that's for those special evangelists that come along and God gives them a word and they speak to lives. And that's just for super spiritual people who are tuned in. We're all supposed to be tuned in. Hallelujah. We all need to be hearing from the Lord to have our spiritual hearing receptive to the things of the Spirit. The majority of people, they go through life never conscious of the fact that the Spirit of God is speaking to them. There's too much other noise in their world. There's too much other chaos in their life for them to hear what the Spirit would say. But if we will quiet ourselves and give God room to speak, we'll start hearing His voice. Today, I want to encourage you, there is no substitute for the Spirit of God in our life. There's no substitute. Reading in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. "Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." This is the Lord we're talking about. The Lord of heaven's host, of heaven's armies. And God is saying, it's not by might, nor by power, but it has to be by my Spirit. Nothing else will get the job done. If we want what God has for us, we have to be totally dependent on the Spirit of God. There's no substitute. Nothing else will do it. Not education. Not talent, not all the money in the world. And when we get to feeling down because we may not have the education we wish we had, or the talent that somebody else has, or the resources that we think we need, and we start thinking, well, God can't use me and God can't work through me because I don't have all of that. There is one thing that is available to us, His Spirit. Come on, His Spirit. Don't neglect what God has given you. Don't neglect to use what God has given you. Don't neglect to tap into the Spirit of God, to hear the voice of God, to pray and seek His will and His blessing and His touch upon your life. It's available to us all. Praise the Lord. I can't tell you how many times, social media, I don't know if it's a blessing, but it can be a curse, you know? And one of the ways social media really bothers me is everybody's going to post their best. You know, they're going to make sure they look the best. They post a picture of the church service. It's going to be a picture that makes it look full. You know, it's not going to be of all the just daily stuff that happens. They're not posting a lot of pictures of spring break week and empty chairs and, you know, they're going to post. It's just going to be, it's going to look the best. And so you see this stuff and you start comparing yourself to, well, we didn't have that many people in church today. Or we, you know, this and that. And so it can get down sometimes. And I can't tell you how many times I see, you know, this church or that church and all they're doing, and it goes through my mind, well, if we only had that facility, or if we only had that program, or that technology, or that much money, you know. And what we may not have takes the attention off of what we do have. What do we have? We have the ability to tap into the Spirit of God. I may be limited in what I can do. I may be limited in what I have, but the Spirit of God is unlimited. And it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by His Spirit. Hallelujah. We've got to stop focusing on what we don't have. We've got to stop being preoccupied with what we can't do. That's not what determines the outcome of our situation. No, it's the move of the Spirit of God. And every one of us has the ability to go to an altar of prayer and say, I'm not leaving this place until I tap in to the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm not moving until I have a move of the Spirit in my life. I've got to have a touch of Almighty God. I've got to see a supernatural move of His Spirit. Every one of us can tap into it. Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 7, He said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. It's expedient for you. He said, it's good for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. Jesus says, I'm leaving you physically. He was leaving this world. He was about to ascend into heaven. But He says, in my place, I'm sending you another, the Comforter. What is the Comforter? It's the Holy Spirit. And He says, it's actually to your advantage that I go away, because if I don't go, you won't have the Comforter. Now, have you ever said or maybe thought, how awesome would it have been to have lived in a time when Jesus was walking here on the earth? Have you ever thought? I've thought that before, you know? To be able to walk and talk with the Lord. And man, to see the miracles that He did, to hear his teaching, to hear it firsthand. Wouldn't that have been just awesome? And yes, how absolutely wonderful and amazing it would have been. But Jesus said, you're better off with me leaving and having the Comforter with you than if I was still on the earth and you without the Comforter. It was on the day of Pentecost that His disciples were transformed in a way that they were never transformed when Jesus was still here on the earth. The moment that the Holy Ghost came, they had understanding. Come on, in understanding, there was a total transformation in them, a complete change of their attitude. They had a grasp of spiritual things that they had never got while He was here on the earth. Just look at Peter. Before, Peter had been a mess. He was always putting his foot in his mouth, and Jesus even had to rebuke him. He had denied that he even knew the Lord. But now with the power of the Holy Ghost, with the Spirit of God, he's standing up and he's preaching about Jesus. The very one who'd been afraid to admit that he even knew the Lord. Now there was a complete change in Peter. What was it that changed it? It was the Holy Spirit. Amen. There was a transformation that happened inside of him. I'm telling you, when we're led by the Holy Spirit, we are different. We are different. It's not the same old person that we've always been, but now we're a new creature. And if we're tired of where we're at in life, of who we are, or what our current place is in life, if we realize we're not living up to our potential, what we need more than anything else is to be led by the Spirit of God. We need to be full of the Holy Ghost. We need to find a place of prayer and say, God, you've got to work on me until I'm led by your Spirit, not by my flesh, not by my own desires. If we are not led by the Spirit of God, what are we being led by? Back to our text, Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. There's no way that somebody can fulfill the lust of the flesh while they're walking in the Spirit. It's two different ways. They simply don't go together. The Holy Spirit doesn't move us to satisfy our flesh, but it moves us to be more like Jesus. When we're walking in the Spirit, we'll look a lot like the Lord. You know, this world has this saying, well, I was born that way. I was born that way. I was born to love the same sex. I was born to be an alcoholic. I was born to, you know, all these different things. And hey, maybe you were. But we're called to be born again. We're called to be born again. Hallelujah. And when we're walking in the Spirit, we're gonna look a lot like Jesus. We're going to stop fulfilling the lust of the flesh. We become a new creature. Look at the works of the flesh. If we're not walking in the Spirit, we're walking in our flesh. Galatians 5:19, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. There is an inward battle between the flesh and the Spirit in every one of us. And what is winning that battle is evident by the things that show up on the outside. Paul says, now the works of the flesh are manifest. These are evident. They show up. Sexual sins, idolatry, witchcraft, sins in how we treat others, hatred, contention, jealousy, wrath, all those. Drunkenness and such like. And those who do such things won't inherit the kingdom of God. If we're not led by the Spirit, we're being led by the flesh. And these sins will come out. Maybe we try to keep them hidden, but they're there. And they'll continue to grow and continue to control more and more of our life. But when we're walking in the Spirit, there are some other things that will be evident in our life. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. When we're walking in the Spirit, there will be evidence in our life. There will be some fruit. There'll be some fruit. Some things that we can't produce on our own. But it's the Spirit that's working through us. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Our flesh is not naturally those things. But when we're full of the Spirit, there is something in our carnal nature that is completely opposed to the things of the Spirit. But if we're going to live for God, that carnal nature has to die. Prayer is the primary way we learn to be led by the Holy Spirit. Prayer is the primary way we feed the things of the Spirit. Oh, Pastor, I pray. I pray every day. Good morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless me today. Lord, This steak looks good. Thank you for it, Jesus. Is that our prayer life? I hope not. Now, don't neglect to do that. But there better be some time where we say, okay, honey, I got to pray. Kids, I got to pray. I've got to find some time alone with the Lord, because my spirit is weak right now and my flesh is getting too strong, and I got to get back to an altar. And I got to crucify this flesh, and I've got to get a hold of another world. Come on, I've had enough pressure today. I can't deal with any of this anymore. I've got to get a hold of another world. I've got to reach to heaven. I've got to have a move of the Spirit. Come on, I've got to have a work of the Holy Ghost in my life. I've got to get back to prayer. Praise the Lord. The Spirit will help us in our weaknesses. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Spirit, there's sometimes we've got a need, we've got a problem, we've got a situation. We don't know what to pray. We don't know what to ask God for. But the Spirit will help us in our prayer. Learn to pray in the Spirit. Learn to pray in the Holy Ghost, in tongues. And let the Spirit of God pray through you. Let the will of God be done in your prayer. God, I don't know what to pray, but I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. And I'm going to seek your will and your plan and your purpose in my life. Now, as we're learning to be led by the Spirit of God, there's different people. There's different groups here. First of all, you have those that they don't know anything about the Spirit. They've been totally led by their flesh all their life. And that's all they know. Their flesh wants to do something, they just go do it. Their flesh wants to say something, it just comes right out of their mouth. And when you talk about the things of the Spirit, they don't get it, because they've never understood what it means to deny their flesh. Fasting denies our flesh. Well, Pastor, I don't like to fast. Neither does Pastor. My flesh hates to fast. But there's something about pushing back from something that's feeding our flesh to say, Lord, I've got to get my spirit stronger. So there's those who don't know anything about the Spirit. In a sermon like this, they're like, I don't even have a clue what he's talking about. That should show us that, hey, our flesh is probably totally in control, and we need to get to a place of prayer where we say, God, I've got to learn the things of the Spirit, because I believe there's more for me. Then you have another group. You have people who think they're led by the Spirit. Now, this one's dangerous, because they think they're walking in the Holy Ghost. They think that they're tuned in. And I don't even know sometimes if they really think that, or they're just trying to get everybody else to think it. You know, they pray real, real loud. They try to act spiritual. They're always talking, you know, to people and giving them a little word. And sometimes you just got to, I want to tell you what, I've heard some words. I've heard a few lately. Hey, Pastor, I just want to tell you that I was, and I'm like, in my spirit, I'm like, I don't even receive that, because I know there's no fruit. This is not in my notes. Have you ever had somebody come up to you? They don't have any fruit. They don't have any fruit, and they want to tell you about spiritual things, and, oh, I heard from the Lord, and this is for you. Show me some fruit first before you want to start talking to me about things of the Spirit. I don't know where that word came from. I don't receive that. You know, now somebody who's got some fruit, they've had a lifetime of living for God. Yeah, I want to hear that. Praise the Lord. So there's people who think they're led of the Spirit. Then there's those that they don't know if they're led of the Spirit of God. They just know they want to be. Sometimes that's where I am. God, I don't even know what to do, but Lord, I want to hear your voice. Amen. I want to know that I'm led of the Holy Ghost. I don't want to just be walking in my flesh and doing what I want to do, but Lord, help me to do what you want me to do. And then there are those who are learning. And I don't know if we ever get past that point to where we're learning. We're learning to be more and more like Jesus. We're learning to hear his voice. There's some times that maybe we get off track and we have to learn to get back in tune with the Lord. And we're learning to hear his voice. We're learning to be sensitive to the things of God. We're learning what the difference is in the voice of our flesh, the voice of the enemy, and the voice of God. So when you're hearing something in your spirit, what are you hearing? Are you hearing the voice of God, or is it the voice of our flesh, or is it the voice of the devil? That's what we've got to learn. So we're learning through that, and God help us to learn. Amen. Because I want to be led of the Spirit. Would you stand with me in closing today? Hallelujah. For many people, the Holy Spirit is something that they turn to only in an emergency. Oh, I need the Holy Ghost to help me today because I've made a mess. And how many times does the Spirit of God help us? Thank God. He's merciful. He's gracious. No wonder, though, God sometimes allows problems to come, challenges, trials, because that's the only way he can get our attention. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to graduate past that. Amen. I want to make sure he has my full attention all the time so he doesn't have to allow a trial in my life. God, I want you every day, every hour, not just in emergencies, but I want to be truly led of your Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God is not going to go against the Word of God. The Spirit of God is not going to go against the Word of God. There's a lot of people that they think they're being led by the Spirit. Knows what they're being led by, but then they find a little scripture and they're like, well, that, you know. You got to make sure that what you're feeling in the Spirit lines up with the Word of God. There's also the four pillars, remember that? The Spirit of God, the Word of God, the Shepherd of God. I want to tell you, being a pastor is not an easy thing. A lot of people are like, oh, I wish I was the pastor. I'd be in charge. I'd tell them how. Yeah. But when you realize that what you tell people has an eternal effect, man, that's a whole nother level of responsibility. But God's given us a pastor. That if that pastor is led of the Spirit, there's going to be some times that pastor says, hold up. There's a check in the Spirit. There's a check in my spirit. I don't know exactly what it is, but something's not right. And I have had that before. It's not that I'm trying to control anybody's life or anything. Sometimes I don't even tell them, I don't even know what it is. I'm just saying, hey, there's a check in my spirit. There's a check in the Spirit. Let's pause a little bit and let's pray about this. Let's figure out what's going on. And sometimes they listen and we pray and maybe God reveals it. Sometimes they just go right on, do whatever it is they want to do. The Spirit of God, the Word of God, the Shepherd of God, and the Church of God, the family of God. What a blessing to have people you can pray with. They know you maybe better than a whole lot of other people, but they still love you. They'll still come to the altar with you. They'll still meet you at a time of prayer and say, hey, brother, we got to get together and pray. I'm going through some stuff. I need some help. I need some strength. Thank God for the church of God. And all these flow together to help us to be led by the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. I don't want to be somebody who doesn't know anything about the Spirit. I don't want to be someone who thinks they're being led of the Spirit. I want to be one who's learning to be led of the Spirit. Is anybody hungry for that? I believe God's trying to take this church to a level of maturity where we're sons and daughters of God. We're not just babes in the Lord, okay? We're sons and daughters of God. We're learning to grow into maturity because we're led of the Spirit. This week, would you allow the Spirit of God to lead you? Would you be sensitive to that still small voice that comes? Instead of just brushing past it and saying, no, that's not something that my flesh wants to do, say, oh, wait, but maybe that's the Spirit of God. And so I'm going to stop and I'm going to say, what does this, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit would say. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts right now. I believe you're wanting to take us to a level of spiritual maturity that we've never seen before. You're wanting us, God, to do things for you, God, that will blow our minds. But I believe before we get there, we've got to come to a level of spiritual maturity where we are led by the Holy Ghost. We can't be led by our flesh and see the revival that you have for Springfield and this surrounding area. We can't be led by our flesh and see true deliverance of people who are bound and addicted and broken, Lord. It's going to take being led of your Spirit. I believe, God, you're trying to awaken something within us here today. You're trying to awaken something, a hunger after the things of the Holy Ghost, a hunger after the things of the Spirit of God. Lord, I pray, help me to hear what you would say. Lord, let me have an ear after the things of the Spirit, Lord. Let me have a sensitivity to your word, God, to what you're trying to speak to us in this house. I pray, God, that you would move right now and you would let somebody catch the burden of this. Let somebody open their heart, Lord. Let somebody hear after the things of the Spirit that we can be led of the Holy Ghost. I pray that you would do it, God. Help us to respond, to receive this here today. In Jesus' name. Come on, would you find a place of prayer? Would you seek after the Lord right now? Would you let God talk to your heart? I need you, Lord. I've got to be led of the Spirit, Lord. I've got to crucify this flesh. I've got to be what you want me to be, Lord. I've got to grow into spiritual maturity, Lord, where I'm a son or a daughter of God. Help me, Jesus, to be sensitive to your voice.